And my, how the time flies. It feels like it was just around a year ago that we were visiting with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst with her favorite cookbooks of that year. And she's back, and you might want to take note. Great gifts coming up. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin.
I love this. And you say you were looking for inspiration this year. How so?
Well, it's been 10 long months since the pandemic took hold of our lives. And for so many of us working at home, schooling our kids at home, people are cooking every day and people are getting bored with their cooking and they need new ideas, new techniques, new inspiration. So I really tried to focus on that theme this year. And there were a lot of books to choose from.
Right. Who are you speaking of, these people that are getting bored? Me. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, try to do it with the enthusiasm, you know, in the beginning. So start with one of your favorites, In Bibi's Kitchen by Hawa Hassan and Julia Tershin. Tell us.
Yes, these are the recipes and stories of grandmothers from the 8 African countries that touch on the Indian Ocean. And I found this book almost old-fashioned and charming. It's a collection of stories and recipes from 8 Bibis, which means grandmother, with drawings and photography. And the book is organized by country. And the authors really let the Bibis speak for themselves in short interviews. And the effect is that by the end of each chapter, you feel that you've made a new friend and shared her food and traditions.
And you know, I'm thinking like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm thinking a grandmother could give that as a gift and put some of her Bibi recipes in.
What a lovely idea. I discovered a lot of recipes that my Bibi never would have taught me. My nice Jewish grandmother's in New York. Wonderful recipe from Somalia for something, I hope I pronounce this correctly, called baris, a basmati rice pilaf with raisins that includes a spice mix blend called hawa of toasted and ground cinnamon seeds, cumin seeds, cardamom pods, cloves, and turmeric. And my kitchen smelled so good. And this is going to be a winter favorite of mine, along with Ma Wambai's mukimo with onions and greens and a piri piri sauce from Mozambique. Really interesting food and recipes that I have not tried before and really look forward to.
Well, we're going to have your list of books and some recipes at herenow.org. But you also love Nick Sharma's The Flavor Equation. Why?
I did. This is a very unique book. You know, after a while, for someone like me who looks through so many cookbooks, a lot of them really start to feel redundant. Like, how many roast chicken recipes do you need? But this is a true original book. Nick Sharma talks about food on many levels here. For science geeks and curious cooks who are interested in knowing about the alchemy behind cooking, for instance, why does adding cream of tartar to a caramel keep it from seething? He has charts and graphs which are shockingly fascinating. How taste bud works, food mouthfeel categories. And he is just a beautiful writer and photographer. And he really talks about foods. He grew up in India and lives in LA now. And he kind of spins Indian dishes on their sides. And I tried his roasted cauliflower in turmeric kefir and parathas and Indian flatbread. But the hazelnut flan, Robin, wow.
Oh boy.
The silkiest, silkiest flan ever tried.
Okay, take your word. By the way, how many Yoram Ottolenghi cookbooks do you need? Apparently all of them. This is the famed Israeli chef. You're back with another favorite from him, Ottolenghi Flavor by Yoram Ottolenghi and Ixta Belfrich.
Yes, I have to confess I did not want to pick this because we focus a lot on him and I wanted to shine the light on some new people, but this book really got my attention. Again, the focus is on vegetable recipes. I decided to try his hummus because how can hummus be exciting? You can buy it in every convenience store across the country. But in Flavor, he takes chickpeas, home-cooked or canned, whirls them up with fresh ginger, garlic, tahini, and a ton of lemon zest and juice. But the magic comes when you sauté thinly sliced red chilies, garlic, ginger, cilantro, and cinnamon sticks in olive oil and pour it over the creamy hummus while it's hot and sizzling. Wow.
Okay. Look, we just have about a minute left. Let's do a little lightning round. Just a couple more faves from you.
Okay. Cool Beans by Joe Yonan. Everything you've wanted to know about beans and from recipes from all over the world. A ton of great baking books this year, including A Good Bake by Melissa Weller, Baking at the 20th Century Cafe, and then Pie, Pie, Pie. Kate McDermott wrote a beautiful book called Pie Camp. Ken Heydrich wrote Pie Academy. And
love that book. Yeah.
Yes. And Petra P.D. Paradis wrote Pie for Everyone. Great books for vegans, and also a wonderful book called Chaat, Recipes from the Kitchens, Markets, and Railways of India. I really love that book as well. There's so many.
Wonderful. Yeah, so many, and we'll have the list. I'm going to throw in Jacques Pepin's Quick and Simple. It just was quick and simple. By the way, Ken Heydrich, who wrote the Pie Academy, also ordered his dinner pies. It's fabulous. We'll have her list at hearnow.org. Here Now, Chef Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.